Greetings from Podcastville. The Church of What's Happened Now is brought to you by my bookie. I know. Listen, sports have been canceled. There's no way you're getting into a casino anytime soon. But while you're waiting for the curve to flatten out, head over to mybookie.ag/Joey. You'll be supporting the church while you're also getting in on some only action available out there. You miss basketball, don't you? Yeah, everybody misses fucking hoops. You miss college hoops, don't you? Well, listen, MyBookie has partnered with some of the biggest people in esports to bring you NBA 2K. They got the game simulated games going on, so you don't have to wait until fucking, you know, Jesus makes a comeback to bet on sports again. They also got simulated NFL games on Madden, FIFA, soccer, and NCAA brackets. And for those of you who love pro esports, they got lines on Leagues of Legends. Listen, it doesn't end there. Do me a favor. Go over to MyBookie. They're going to give you 50% of your initial deposit in bonus funds. That means if you deposit $1,000, they're going to give you an extra nickel just like that. What's a nickel? $500. Smarten up, cocksucker. The more money in your pocket to play, the more opportunity you got to win. Open up your browser right now as we speak. Punch in mybookie.ag/Joey and get ready to make some geeters, all right? Head over to the casino at mybookie.ag/Joey for a 50% bonus. The church is also brought to you by CBDLion.com right now. Listen, more than ever now, you need everything. You need everything going on all circuits. Go to CBDLion.com. Take a look at the great selection of products they have. From the tinctures, which I use every fucking night to fall asleep, to the gummy bears, which are delicious, to the cream I use, the extra strength CBD lotion, 900 milligram CBD unscented body lotion. They got it all. The gummies, raspberry, strawberry, the tropical. Listen to me. Stop buying fucking voodoo fucking CBD. If you're going to invest in CBD, you want it to be the best. Go to CBDLion.com right now and press in.
Church.
Boom. And get 20% off on your order delivered straight to your house. Kick this fucking muley.
Oh, shit.
It all starts fucking today, right?
No more fucking excuses. This is the year of the fucking soldier. We're going in like fucking Marines. You understand me?
Welcome to church, mother.
Welcome to church, cocksucker. It's Monday. Another day. Another reason to live, cocksucker. Oh, shit. Listen, we got one of those experimental shows today. We talk a little bit. We do a little Zoom with Dean Del Rey. And then you go on your fucking way, okay? But we start Monday on a fucking tremendous note. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Thank you very much for fucking tuning into the church. We're still here. I got the mask on per fucking orders because, you know, you can't leave the house. I had to make a call. One of my soldiers fucking...
I was going to say, where did you get this mask? I've been looking everywhere for the mask.
He hijacked them. Don't worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't ask no questions. You don't ask no questions. They just give them to you. That's it. And I've been very fortunate. I also wear a bandana. But you got to be careful. But that's it with the fear of this shit. What's up with you bad motherfuckers? I hope you're hanging in there. I've been posting movies for you every day. I've been posting music. You know, I'm trying my hardest here, guys. I'm not going to make a video every day and jump up and down. I don't need the attention that much. My whole thing is to make sure you guys are tip-top Magoo. Before I even fucking start with you and before we tag into Dean Del Rey, this was my week. I had a rough night Wednesday night watching The Fucking Mechanic. I'm minding my own business. The original Mechanic was on from the fucking beginning. I'm like, okay, this seems like this is going to work. Let me watch it for a little while. It was great. Did we talk about this last week?
We talked about it with Dean for a second.
Oh, we talked about it with Dean. I watched The Fucking Mechanic and, damn, at the end I realized, fuck, Jan Michael Vincent wasn't too fucking good in this movie. I've been carnoozled. You ever see actors who are really good at throwing punches, but then they run and you lose all the faith in them? He had a run one time. I'm like, this guy runs like a fucking, like a queer with a dick up his ass.
And you just noticed it now, all these years later?
A couple guys do that. You know, Jax Teller, I love him to death. Sons of Anarchy, don't make him run. Please. Don't make him run. Steven Seagal was great until he started running. Once those people like that got to run, and you see how they run, they're like, what happened? Who taught that? Don't they? In Russia, they teach you how to run. You ever see D'Agostino's wife? She runs perfectly. She's so beautiful. She's even prettier when she runs. She fucking holds her head up high and her back. They teach you how to run in fucking Russia. They don't teach you how to run here.
No,
unless you get chased out by the cops, you don't learn. Nobody teaches you how to run correctly unless you join the school track team or some shit like that.
That's how you know you've seen those things a lot of times. You're like, they're running a little weird.
Yeah, so I got a little upset about that. And then I don't know what happened. I do know what happened, but I don't know what happened. I hadn't eaten edible in about a week. I had been drinking those fucking juices just to switch it up a little bit because your body builds a tolerance. And I ate two of those ABX tablets, and I was just writing. And I wasn't thinking about my future. I dug into my past, and I thought about certain things I had done and, you know, toppled with what's going on today and everything around me and not having the ability to fucking go do your fucking job anymore, to go do comedy. I don't know. I just went into a dark fucking place. And I just saw myself as a child doing the stupid shit I was doing up to the age before I got pregnant and guilt. I was overrun by guilt. And once you get guilt and fucking anxiety and everything mixed up, you create a fucking grenade. So a grenade went off in my mind. Thank God I didn't show up at your house naked and shoot your whole family. Thank God. I always tell Lee I'm scared. One day I'm just going to shit in my hand and throw it at somebody and they're going to realize that the 20 years of drug use was fucking terrible. But I thought about something while I was sitting there going through this fucking mental breakdown, that my wife was in the other room and two rooms, a room next to her, my daughter was in that room. And I go, why have I been sitting in here hiding from my fucking wife? I need her now more than ever, you know? And I went out there and I sat with her. We probably talked till like fucking 11:30 at night, just about what was going on in my head, what was going on in her head. And I got to tell you something, the house has been 150% better. You know, yeah, do I still get shitty moments? We're all going to have shitty days, you know? And this is just half, we're halfway there. We're at the three-week mark. We're complaining. We're at 3 weeks. We still have three, and we don't even know if they're going to add two more to those three. So all you can do is write, you know. But, Joey, I don't have a punching bag. I know you got two arms. Fucking, what do you call that when you fucking
shadow box?
You know, it's you got to fulfill fucking 16 hours of your day, you know, now. So you have a little work to do from the office. Some of yous aren't working. But the most important thing, you got to, I mean, it's so hard now because not only do you have to take care of your immune system, but you have to watch your mental right now. This is going to really fuck with people's mental right now. So please, if you're feeling ubats or whatever the fuck you're feeling right now, you know, pick up the phone, call your relatives, call some people. It's not you. This is not you. You're not going crazy. The world fucking took a shit, and this is what's going on right now because of it. It has nothing to do with you, so if you feel yourself starting to get fucking whatever, I don't want you to call. I don't want you to go to a psychiatrist. I don't want you to go to a bullshit. Just call a friend. Talk to a friend. You know what? Send me a message. Type. Type. While you're typing, you're breathing, and whatever's in your heart will come out. All right, guys? It's rough for everybody, but we're all going to make it through. This is the fucking church. We're the fucking United States of America. We're going to make it through. We don't fucking play games here. Now, without further ado, I'm going to have Dean come on. We're going to talk for a little while, and then I'll come back on. We'll wrap it up, and I'll put you out there on your way. So when you get out there today, nothing. Nothing's going to be different. You're going to be a better person. You're going to be a little kinder to people. You're going to show humanity. Listen, nobody's got dough. What do you think? You're special? You're the only one that's going through this? Everybody's going through something right now. Imagine having a loved one in a nursing home or anything. Anything could be possible right now. So keep your eyes open. Keep your head open. Keep your head clear. Don't let any bad thoughts go into it like I did the other day and it nearly fucking short-circuited me.
Well, I mean, how... Before we go, I mean, I know you said you talked to your wife, but how did you talk yourself down from that ledge?
Like I've talked myself off of 200 other ledges. You know, I'm not, everybody thinks that they're special, that they're the only ones who have problems. Everybody's got mental issues, and these mental issues expand. They get a little bigger with all this shit going on. This is too much for most people to handle. This is more than a lot of people have handled their whole life. Not having a job, not being able to go to work, throw a funeral for a loved one in. You know, this is too much for us to handle. This is too much for our circuitry to handle at one time. Absolutely. You know, okay, so there's a virus. Okay, now I lost my job. Okay, now I can't get unemployment on the phone. Okay, right now cousin Mildy died. Okay, you know, there's too many things. And all I'm just trying to fucking smoothen out the humps and the bumps. When you get to that part where you feel that you're spinning out, you got to open up. You got to go in front of your house, find your own safe place, maybe do a little breathing. A lot of breathing. This is a lot of breathing, guys. A lot of breathing exercises here. This is, you could feel the stress in your neck. You could feel it at times. I could feel it. And I'm not applying for unemployment. You know, I applied for a small loan, whatever, a small business loan, because you have to. But besides that, I didn't. It's not like I got to fucking, I got to have pay this on the 15th or my lights are going to be shut down. You know, like I told you 2 weeks ago and I'm reinforcing it today. I spoken to four people that the landlords told them to go fuck themselves. They didn't give a fuck what the mayor Garcetti said. So like I told you guys in the beginning, I've been in these situations before. And, you know, in these situations, it doesn't get better by them making it better. It gets better by you making it better. And one thing about you is don't be a sucker. Tomorrow, the movie of the day, Monday, today, Monday the 6th of April, the movie of the day is To Live and Die in L.A. And there's a line in that movie that I'll never forget. And it's John Turturro telling the fucking guy when he visits him in jail. They visit John in jail. I forget the name of the lead actor. He also played The Temptation of Christ. Defoe, William Defoe, goes to meet John Turturro in the jail. And he goes, don't worry about nothing. I'm going to get you an attorney and I'll get you out of here in a couple of days. And John Turturro looks at him and he goes, yeah, right. And I promise that the check-in is in the mail and I promise not to come in your mouth. Okay, I told you guys in the beginning, this ain't going to be what they're telling you. The check is not going to miraculously appear like the blue bird of happiness. You know, nobody gives a fuck about you. You have to assume nobody gives a fuck about you. So before you sit there and say, I didn't know, I told you motherfuckers 3 weeks ago that this government, these checks ain't coming in for a while. You got to assume they don't come in. It's like when you go to Dairy Queen and you get a sundae on top. You got to keep doing what you're doing because if not, the fucking walls are going to shut down on you. This check is going to come sometime, whatever. You don't have no problem, no control over that. All you could do is survive today. How am I going to make it happen today? Do I got to go unload a truck today? Do I got to go to burn a building today? A lot of people looking for arsonists. Arsonists is big right now. Everybody's looking for arsonists right now to burn down a business. Anyway, let's go on to Dean Del Rey and do this little podcast for you. I hope you enjoy it. It's our first Zoom. Dean, where are you?
Coming to you live from the truck, from the cab of the truck. What is up, my brother?
Hey, you look good last night on TV, cocksucker.
Oh, man, it takes a pandemic to get on TV these days, you know?
Can you believe that? All your life, you go to acting classes and nothing. Now they need you on TV. How are you, man?
I'm good. How about you? You got your mask on?
I got to have the mask on. It's the law. You got to fucking obey the law. We're not teenagers no more, Dean Del Rey.
I heard that.
What have you been doing with this whole fucking, sorry to come at you with this Zoom shit, but I guess this is the future for now. I never believed in this. I like live podcasts with motherfuckers so I can see your eyes, but we got to bring Dean Del Rey to the masses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm happy to. Anytime I'm doing a show, I don't care if it's audio, video, or just shooting the shit in the hallway. I'm in with the Joey Diaz.
What have you been up to these last couple weeks?
Oh man, going crazy, you know, going crazy. I'm locked in the hut. I got no internet. My internet's down.
Oh no!
And I don't want the guy to come over, you know, because I don't know where he's been. You know what I mean? It's like STDs. Who were you with before me? You know.
It's a different time because you really don't know who's coming over. And
I know.
I don't want to even take the fucking chance, you know?
Same here.
But
I got internet, but I died.
Yeah, thank God we got music, Dean, because I tell you, it has fucking kept me alive these last couple weeks.
Oh, it's on 24/7, brother, at the house. 24, that I never had TV before, so to me, and I'm an only child, so I'm not going too crazy. But I miss the gym, you know, like I got that diabetes like 3 years ago, 4 years ago coming up there. I go to the gym every day, and now I'm just like, wow. I'm in my house, like, I'm like that dude on Taxi, De Niro on Taxi. I'm just getting there getting ready. I'm doing the fucking mad Taxi workout.
You know, when I lived up the corner, the kid downstairs went into the Navy. And he was a personal trainer. So he said, listen, she's going to sell that shit because they broke up. And she goes, if there's something you want, just take it. I took a couple 15-pound dumbbells. I took one of those weighted balls. And he had not a swinging punch bag, but the other ones. And as soon as this thing started, I started hitting that bag because I know that when you read up about, you know, benefits of boxing, benefits of Muay Thai, they always say that striking gets the stress out. So that at least I have that to keep me alive. Thank God for Onnit. I got a couple kettlebells. I got some club bells. And I'm just trying to stay active that way, you know. I don't want to go to a park and walk behind somebody who's, you know, everybody's walking the same way at the park. So I'm just behind 20 people sucking 20 people's germs. So it doesn't make sense. As you can see, I got the mask, but I'm vitamin D bound. I'm out there all day in the sun.
Yep.
The vitamin D, fucking, you need it big for this corona.
I want to walk around, but these people, it's just like when I'm in New York City, they're in the craziest city going, and they're texting, not even watching. These guys are just walking right into the virus, you know?
Yeah, no,
they're not,
no.
They're just looking at their screen.
I've taken this seriously, again, because of our age. You got to take this seriously. And one thing I've noticed that, first off, as a state, we're number four right now.
Yeah.
This is working. Us not going out and doing dumb shit is definitely fucking working, you know?
I read that.
I'm going to keep doing it. I don't give a fuck. You know, I've been to prison. I know how to fucking make the best time. You know, and jerking off, that ain't going to do nothing for you. You can't jerk off.
No.
You want to bang one out in the shower, that's fine. But you can't, like, when you're in prison, you jerk off every 8 hours, every 3 hours, because it's going to kill 8 minutes. Every minute is fucking valuable. This time, you know, I got a certain distance I travel around. I don't eat out. You know, when Lee told me he wasn't eating out, I'm like, that's it. The world's got to be going. Because if my boy won't go for a fucking taco or something, if he can't.
I haven't had a cheeseburger in 3 weeks.
If he hasn't had a cheeseburger in 3 weeks, he's losing it. But I just saw this. I got an email this morning. And I'll tell you who's got a fucking pretty decent deal. Ruth Chris. They're selling meat.
Smart.
They're selling 10-ounce hamburgers pre-made, $4.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a bad deal. You know, a couple of those. I trust Ruth Chris, you know.
I love him.
My brother, my niece's fiance works for them. And she told me what they're doing and how they're doing it. They're using 3 cooks, 2 managers. They're staying open. I still haven't tried it. But once I got this email for food they're selling, and they even called, My wife said they called about a week ago.
Please come in.
No, because we had a ton of points left.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bunch of points. People gave me cards and shit. And they were like, they're going to expire. So we're like, we'll be there this week. You can't sit there and eat. But you could take it. I'm craving sushi like a motherfucker.
Oh,
I could go for a piece of albacore right now. I would kill that happy hour over at Sushi Dan. They're lucky they're not open.
Lee's not gonna get the, I know Lee's not getting the virus because he was eating that boat sushi.
No, they don't. I don't trust anything.
He was buying it direct from a fisherman in Wuhan.
I probably had the coronavirus, to be honest.
I think you did.
I was one of the first.
I think a lot of people had the virus already and haven't known it.
Yeah.
A girl told me she thinks she got it in January. But who gives a fuck about the virus or something? What have you been spinning? What have you discovered that has blown your mind with music?
Oh, man, I've been, okay, I think I'm wearing the shirt right now. Let's see here. King Buffalo, some friends of mine. I had them on the show about a year ago. Three guys, three-piece band. They just put out a new record last Friday. And this fucking thing is devastating, man. If you're into, like, Tool and Caius and Desert Rock, this thing is unreal, man. They took it to another level. So that thing was on for a week straight at my house. And the neighbors were probably going crazy, man.
And I know you were listening to the new Pearl Jam, which is good. Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, that thing's great.
Eddie Vedder did it again, so I've been listening to that. It's funny, man. I've been listening to a lot of old albums. Like, I come in here some nights. I came in here the other night with my wife, and we fucking scrubbed the carpets. And then her and the baby left, and I stayed here. And I just listened to a couple albums, and it's so weird that music is the soundtrack of our lives. You know? Yeah. I've had some ups and downs over the last couple of weeks. The hardest night I had was probably Wednesday night last week, where everything was accepted, you know, the coronavirus, the fall of stand up, my past, my sins, you know, everything came to whatever. I had a little mini nervous breakdown, but I made it out all right. Thank God for edibles. And thank God for edibles. But music has really kept it together for me, and I thank you a lot because you've returned me on to a lot of those albums. I've been going full boat, you know. I've been putting out the album of the day. That's the album I listened to that day. You know, today I had to go with Master Reality today. It was too cloudy. It was just a Master Reality type of day. Plus, I drew a rocket ship for my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Me and her draw every day, and I drew the rocket ship, and as I was drawing the rocket ship, I was singing the lyrics of Into the Void, and she's like, Dad, what are you saying? And I just kept doing the lyrics, like I had like a spirit come over me, you know what I'm saying? Rocket engine burning fuel so fast, up into the night sky they last, all that shit, burning metal through the atmosphere. She was losing it. She thought I was speaking in fucking tongues. But hey, that's what it, you know, all these little things, what it's been good for me, it's made my family a little tighter.
Yeah.
First 2 weeks, I wanted to kill them. Now we're going to make it. There was one night there, I thought I was going to get arrested for domestic violence. Because, you know, it was hard for everybody at first. But, you know, me and my wife are fucking definitely cooler since this, so it's there's been pros and cons, Dean Del Rey, you know.
Well, we, you know, the as you start to go crazy, then you go, well, you know what though, man, we're alive, so I'm gonna enjoy some of the things in life I love. I've been reading books, man.
Me too.
Like it's 1930s,
me too.
Dude.
I'm almost finished with the Led Zeppelin book.
Yeah, I'm deep on the books, man, and you know what? I'm sitting there going like, hey, I'm digging this. Every night around 8, I get on the couch and I whip out the book. Right now I'm reading Bill Kreutzmann, the drummer for Grateful Dead's book called Deal. And I'm taking the ride, man. He's describing all the acid trips and, you know, San Francisco and the early days of the band. And I'm just going, this is amazing, man. I you know, like, I'm lazy on the books after the last 30 years. The internet came out. I was like, see ya, books. And now I'm loving it, man. I'm like, I'm going to burn through this one. And then next, I'm going to get on to William S. Burroughs' Junkie, which I partially read when I was a teen.
I'm almost finished with Led Zeppelin, and I'm going right
into
the...
Which one?
The Man Who Led Zeppelin?
Which one?
The Man Who Led Zeppelin?
No, I read The Man Who Led Zeppelin. I finished that one the week before. This is the really thick Led Zeppelin book, the three-parter.
Hammer of the Gods?
No, I read Hammer of the Gods years ago. This is a newer one that came out that it's sort of like Hammer of the Gods, just some more details, stuff like that. When I'm done with this one, I'm moving on to your man, Bon Scott.
Oh.
And then from there, I'm going to David Lee Roth's book. And then from there, you know, I already have him lay it out. You know, we got three more weeks. Yep. So I got three more books. Yeah, we got to the 28th, people, whether you like it or not. You got till April 28th, and that's conservative. So you might as well start reading now. I even started taking some of my some high school, like my daughter goes on this thing and it goes all the way up to high school.
Like online, like
online. And I went to my senior year. I went to like shit that you go over in 12th grade, you know, like reviews and math and calculus and all that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, I was a dumb fuck at 18. But I'm trying to do everything I can to stay busy. Number one is
that's
the happiness.
A new TV show.
What's that?
Joey goes back. That's a new TV show. Joey goes back to high school.
Oh my God, fucking tremendous! I can't even figure out shit. You know, I know my time. I know all that shit. The history stuff I'm weak in.
Yeah.
But this is just the time for. Listen, I feel bad because people are going through some hardships. And I'm not talking about just staying in. Like, staying in should be bad enough of a punishment. Yeah. Then there's the hardship of no money, you know. People running out of money, living off credit cards. Nobody's working. You got people who are natural hustlers that, for a guy like me, this cut my legs off for 2 weeks. I didn't know what to do with myself, you know.
Yeah.
The nervous breakdown I had Wednesday night was about stand-up. I realized that stand-up was my religion.
Same here.
And it took me as a man. It took me as a boy. I was a kid, and it turned me into a man. It really did, because to become a comedian, there's aspect. You have to become a man. You really got to look in the mirror and say, this is what needs to be done. That's it. And I was thinking about how it's one thing to say, hey, I'm not going down to the comedy store no more, but it's another thing for them to tell you can't come down to the comedy store no more, that it's fucking closed.
Man.
So I had to deal with that.
I had that fear a few years ago where I was thinking, what if the comedy store ever went away? I mean, it's totally my life. I love that place and the people. So that's why I started going to New York, because I was thinking, if this place is gone, I don't know what I would do, you know? So I was like, I got to start getting out in the world and doing comedy to where if anything goes away, I'm still relevant. I'm not just this one club guy and my life there. And it really helped me, you know? I went out there, got past the Cellar and stuff, and got all kinds of new New York friends at the Stand and all that. And, man, to not do comedy is just blowing my mind right now. You know, it's been 24 days since I've been on stage. And I just, I can't even believe it. It's all I do all day, wait to go on, you know?
Yeah, it's been a month now, officially, since I have been on stage.
Are the emotions similar for you two? Because, I mean, Joey... And everyone's still hustling and working, but Joe, you're a little bit more established, and Dean has been putting in work for, I think you just hit your 10-year anniversary, right, Dean?
Right.
So, like, you've been putting in a lot of work, and you're finally starting to see results, and then they take it, like, is it scary for you, Dean, or, like, how are you feeling about that? Because you literally just switched everything, put 10 years of hard work in, are finally taking off, and then it's gone.
You know, when Emily at the store hit me up to just do that little 30-second little thing for the comedians give back, I was like, it just fucking, as cheesy as this sounds, it filled my heart, man. I was just like, oh, God, they remember me after, you know, 24 days. I'm still part of the family. And that really... that and talking to Joey and Ian Edwards every day and Marin and Burr, you know, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm still alive in the game. And this is, believe it or not, as horrible as this is, it's kind of a forced rest that I probably needed and would have never taken, you know, I'm such a workaholic. So I am feeling way rejuvenized as far as like, all right, let's get out there, you know?
You know, it's weird that I reach out to certain people every day. They're the ones I'm concerned about the most. You know, we're not just going to suffer financially, and a lot of us are going to struggle with mental health during this period, you know?
Yep.
And like I said, when I went through my thing Wednesday night, the mechanic was on. I was having a great night. Charles Bronson was on, you know? I was having a great night. And right after the mechanic, I went in, I got a notebook, and I just started writing different things down. And somewhere, I went into a dark place. I started thinking about hitting people with pipes and shit I had done with as a child. And it just didn't feel good. It didn't feel good all night. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I was sitting in the office, and I said, why am I hiding from my wife? I need her now more than ever. So I put on my big boy pants and I sat down next to her and I told her exactly what I had been going through the last 3 weeks, how it came to a head. And I'll tell you, ever since that night, I feel 100% better.
That's awesome.
My whole outlook has changed. There's nothing we could do about it. What do you see for the future of stand-up?
Man, that's an interesting question, Joey. Somebody asked me that yesterday, and you know, the whole goal of you and I and the comedians that are really down at the store, it's always about truth and what's going on in life. But then you're kind of like, well, how do we just step back into that machine and not just be the virus, the virus, the virus, the virus? So I started writing down stuff that was more what was going through my head during the virus. So I don't have to talk about the virus. I talk more about like being a 54-year-old man with shit in my house that I've owned since I was 13 years old. That kind of dumb shit. Or living in an apartment and, you know, and just being in East Hollywood, no kids, nothing, you know, just trying to find some kind of stuff that's going to make sense when I get back on stage. And I really don't know what it's going to be like. And I think it's a lot like the first couple weeks of me doing comedy back when I started. It's going to be like open mic style because you don't know what the audience is. There going to be an audience? Are there going to be, what, you know, who knows?
Restrictions. You know, don't really know.
We don't. And I went on the day before the Comedy Store closed. That was the last time I went on. And I remember thinking, God, this crowd's way too easy right now because people were so bummed. And I was so happy I was making them laugh. But, you know, when you got that audience where they're so easy, I was like, wow. I just said hello and they're laughing.
Something's not right.
Something's not right, man. People are rattled. And I felt for them when I got up. I got home and I was like, man, those people are scared. And I am too. But It's like when I got ran over on the motorcycle, man. At least I've been doing what I absolutely love the last 10 years, man.
And that's all that fucking matters. I think it's going to come back slow at first. My heart goes out to a lot of comics, you know. A lot of young comics, Lee, a lot of guys who started out. They're not going to have a lot of the opportunities we had as younger comics. They're going to have to deal with a lot of more technology, you know.
Yep.
Let's see how technology plays to it. If there'll be a lot more pay-per-views. Nobody fucking knows. And to be honest with you, right now, I'm like you. I don't really give a fuck in a way. I just want the guys around me to keep it together. And like everything else in life, this will pass. Whether
it
it's
will.
This is a prison sentence that we will be fucking let out of eventually. And hopefully we'll all get out of this thing healthy. And we could all say, what the fuck was that 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, people are home. People are trapped. Some people do better than others. Quarantine, you know?
Yeah.
Some people, you know, this could be a disaster. Some people are getting forced to be a husband. Some people are getting forced to be parents, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are learning to live without their parents. You know, I feel for those people. How would you like to live in the neighborhood but your parents and you got to bang on the glass once a week and like a fucking gorilla in a zoo? I got to treat my grandfather now.
Yeah.
Like a fucking animal passing peanuts through the hole in the fucking fence, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, this is the future, how we're going to deal with it. But any albums you want to drop on these guys for the week?
Yeah, man. Today was the day Lane Staley passed away.
Can you fucking believe how long ago?
Well, Lane Staley was 2002 and Cobain was 94. Same day. So I think, and I still cannot believe it, and I talk about this record all the time, but I'll shout it out forever. Lane Staley did that solo record with Mike McCready from Pearl Jam called Above.
Good album.
And, that album is fucking insane, man. Insane. And I listened to it today. It's all gloomy out. Perfect Seattle vibe. And threw that thing on, man. You know, you got... You just got it from top to bottom. Insane, man. I love it. I love it. Mark Lanegan sings on that from The Screaming Trees and Queens of the Stone Age. He's one of my favorites. I've had him on the podcast twice. And it's just a masterpiece record, man. It's crazy.
Are you using Zoom for your podcast now?
Well, I got very lucky, Joey. I had banked 11 episodes before this happened. It just, I was just, you know, grinding and grinding, recording guests over and over and over. And then this happened. So I've got 11 in the can. And I'm just releasing them once a week. And then my Patreon, I do a solo bonus one once a week on the Patreon. And that's been rocking. A lot of people, I mean, way more than I had before, have stepped up during this time for my Patreon channel, which is incredible. You know, like people are hurting like me and they're donating. It's just unreal, man.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to win in this whole thing. The winner in this whole thing is humanity. You know, for years, we respected our soldiers and everything. Now we're going to come out of this respecting a lot more people. Soldiers, police, nurses, doctors. You're going to feel a different way about those people. You know, I know for a fact, and if any of you motherfuckers are listening to me, run. Go get a job at one of the supermarkets. Because once this blows over, that supermarket union is going to sit down, and they're going to be getting paid $30,000 a day if this happens again.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They deserve it, and they deserve every fucking penny. You know.
And those bus drivers, man. The
bus drivers. All these guys.
Fuck.
All these guys have stepped up.
Fuck.
These nurses crying in rooms, it breaks my heart because... I'm sorry to tell you, you did sign up for that. but you didn't sign up for wearing the same fucking mask every day.
Right.
And for people running in, drooling fucking sperm and with an eyeball out yelling, Viva Corona, whatever the fuck they yelling, you know. Yeah. So my heart goes out to nurses and doctors. And any movies you've been watching, any series?
Oh, well, I've been just a YouTube king, man. You know,
me too.
It makes me so happy. I was watching today. I was watching that Layne Staley. They recorded that concert at the Moore Theater, so I watched that. And then, of course, To the Right Corner. If you like this, maybe you'll like Soundgarden.
Right, yeah.
You know? And a lot of YouTube, man. Just so much of it. Just to kind of... I can't watch any kind of grim stuff. It just... it'll make me freak out in my apartment, you know?
I force myself to work out in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it in the mornings and getting it over with, my testosterone levels are higher. I've been forcing myself to do it at 4 instead of watching the news so I could...
How's that?
It's fucking great because where I have the punching bag, I don't have a big yard. It's just a little corner, but the sun beats on that corner after 4 o'clock. It becomes like a steam bath in the corner. Shit. So I'll set the timer to 5 minutes, and I'll beat the bag up. And after the first 10 minutes, I could feel the sweat beads coming out of me. I could taste the marijuana and the fucking edibles and the salt and, you know. And then I fucking do another 2 rounds, and I'm fucking sweaty. And then I try to do my kettlebells, but I try to get the sweat out, you know. I really want to get that sodium out and all those Malukia juices and all that shit. So I got the day covered. You know, I could always walk around the neighbor with the kid, no parks, because, you know, everybody with corona goes to the fucking park, so you can't go to the fucking park. You got to cover yourself in SPV fucking
That's
2.
That's going to be the name of the new, all parks are going to be called
COVID park fucking parks. Everybody's walking behind one another. So I got to do alternate planning. I got to take on walks where nobody's going to be. If you go shopping, you got to go early because... The less part of the day, the more people have been in there, more germs. So you got to catch everything at 8:01, from 8 to 9, before that greasy cocksuck at 5 picks up that gas handle to fill up his gas tank. I'm going to hit it first. I bring my own shit. I bring handy wipes. We made Puerto Rican fucking Lysol wipes with alcohol. Oh, yeah. Oh. And gasoline. I'm killing shit and burning shit on a fucking daily. Yeah. But listen, man, it's always a fucking pleasure to see you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you every day. Thank you for checking in. I check in with you. We're real Comedy Store family.
We are, dude. We are, man. And I can't imagine if I didn't do comedy and I was still like selling motorcycles and just sitting in my box right now with no family like you guys, I'd be like, oh, fuck this. You know?
We have hope. Everybody should have a little hope. This is going to pass. It may not be 3 weeks, you know. Don't get too excited about football. I don't know why that was brought up yesterday or the day before to make these idiots fucking think about football now. You know, now is not the time to think about football or anything else. It's a time of your future, your family, and what your next move is, you know. More fucking entrepreneurs are going to come out of this than anything. People are going to go, I can't do this. I want, you might as well invent the fucking bell you wanted to right now. This is the chance to do everything you've ever wanted. This is the chance, you know?
Also, I really hope that it makes people realize, hey, fuck sitting on this couch all my life. I'm getting the hell outside. I'm going to go live a life, man.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what else is going to tell a lot of people. I know people who lived in quarantine for 2 fucking years already.
Absolutely.
And now they're seeing that they have to be in quarantine. It's like us with stand-up. Listen, I'm not going to the store for a few weeks. That's a big difference than you can't go to the store for a few weeks. Oh, I'm banned. So maybe I'll go to the improv. No. They're fucking closed, too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's closed. You want to fuck? The other day, somebody put online, where's the best open mic? I said, the hospital. The hospital got the best open mic right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They got full fucking rooms.
Tons of audience.
Tons of audience. I love you, cocksucker. I'm happy you had the chance to come in and check in with me, brother.
Oh, God, yeah. This is cool, though, man.
Yeah, this was cool.
Yeah. And, you know, the quality sounds good, and you look fantastic.
So do you.
I can't see Lee, but I miss Lee.
I love you, too. I'm here,
brother. We're on the six-month, we're on the six-line rule.
He has me on the 10-foot plan.
Yeah, it's really 27 feet if you snorted cocaine, because when you sneeze, it travels 27 fucking feet. So it's really
Lee's
30
actually
feet.
In the corner.
Yeah.
I got him in the corner. He's in the corner like Boris. You know what I'm saying? I got him in the corner.
He's over at that Denny's on Lancashire.
Yeah, they've been closed.
I was thinking about them, yeah.
Oh, no shit.
They have been closed. And I'm personal friends with like three of the waiters, waitresses in there. There's one guy, Jesse. He just loves the Lakers, and my heart is breaking because they took the Lakers and the fucking his job. So that poor bastard. So, and I'm trying
I'll
to
tell you a funny story. I'll tell you a funny story before we split. In '89, when the earthquake hit San Francisco, it fucking, you know, wrapped everything, and Denny's had to close. Well, they're open 24/7, so they never had front door locks because they were never going to be closed. So they had to go out and buy a padlock and chains to close the place.
Oh my god!
They built it with no locks.
That's crazy,
right?
Especially in San Francisco, where they'll steal your fucking wig with you in it still. You could be walking down the street in San Francisco, and all of a sudden your wig disappears. Remember when we were up there, they said, don't leave nothing in the fucking car. Remember, they have signs everywhere. They'll break into your car there.
Not even 50 cents.
Not even the fucking 50. We had to walk with the luggage to get lunch.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because you got to take you got to take everything in there. I love you, buddy. Have a great day. And check in with us from time to time, cocksucker.
Candles lit, buddy.
Candles lit. Love you.
See ya.
Fucking Dean. He does it again, my man. Dino. I love Dean Del Rizzi. I've been checking in with him, Steve Simone, Theo, Whitney, Rogan, Tripoli, Tiffany Haddish. We've all had a little, you know, so I've been checking in with all my people, you know, all my fucking family. I've tried some of the other guys. They don't want to call back, so they can all suck my dick. If you don't call back, go fuck yourself then. I don't give a fuck. I don't need you either, you greasy, stupid motherfuckers looking for attention all the time. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening today, and I hope you got something good out of this. It's Monday. We're still ticking. You're going to take a fucking bomb to stop me. The church is brought to you by my bookie. Listen, I'm really sorry. Casinos are closed. Sports are done. But you don't have to fucking sit there and wait to fucking, you know. I know you've been waiting there to flatten out the curve. But how long can the fucking curve wait? You need to put some fucking action in. That's why we got mybookie.ag. I love my bookie. You know why? Because they're not going to leave you hanging. They've partnered with ES Sports and the NBA and the NCAA to bring you fucking action. This Friday night, they got action. Tomorrow, they got action. They got action right now, today. You go to mybookie.ag, they got a live casino with a live dealer. You can play blackjack with nobody hanging over your fucking neck. You can play poker. You can play baccarat. You can play the slot machines. You don't listen. There's action. If you miss basketball, my bookie is partnered up with ES Sports to bring you NBA 2K. There was a game on last night. They've got simulated games going on, so you don't have to wait until fucking San Benedict's to put a fucking bet in. They've also got simulated NFL games on Madden, FIFA Soccer, and NCAA brackets. And for those of you who love pro esports, they got lines of Leagues of Legends with some of the top players competing from all over the world. If playing casino games is your thing, they got you. They got the card games with a live human fucking dealer, not some computer fucking board cut out there. And you play against other people, not computers. Like I said, they got slots, they got pokers, they got roulette, they got baccarat, they got more. And for you truly sick fucks, you could even bet on who's going to win American Idol. How fucking good is that? You could bet on who's going to fucking die next. First from COVID. Will COVID destroy Charlie Sheen against fucking, what's his name? Martin fuck, what's a? He's playing against the fucking coach, Magic Johnson.
Oh, Jesus.
I think he's got the lead. He's favored to die first and get the COVID. So even for they got shit for sick fucks, too. Do me a favor. Head over to my bookie. They're giving you 50% of the initial deposit in bonus funds. That means if you deposit $1,000, they'll give you an extra $500 just like that. More money in your pocket to play with, more opportunity to win. Open up your browser right now. Do me a favor. Punch in mybookie.ag/Joey to get ready to make some fucking Gitas. Who's better than you? Nobody. Head to the casino at mybookie.com/Joey for 50% bonus. All right? You're not going to be sorry. Stop sitting there. You're bored. I know you're fucking bored. Everybody's fucking bored. I'm just giving you a little action. And also, you want to be on top of your game with CBDLion.com. I love CBDLion.com. Go to CBDLion's webpage. Take a look at the third-party lab results. Come on, huh? From shatter to e-cigarettes to tincture to fucking gummies. They got it all. They got you covered. They got these bath balls. Oh, my God. You set your fucking bath. You put the bat ball in there on hot. You lay in there. When you come out, you feel like fucking Superman. You feel like you got 29 blowjobs. You feel like a little fucking chick with a skinny finger massage your fucking asshole. Nice. Nicey nice. Go to CBDLion.com. You want to feel good? You want to feel healthy? CBD at its best. Not this gas station bullshit you fucking idiots are going to. Take a look at the third-party lab results. If you have an ailment, this page will lead you to what CBD to get to help you with that ailment. Nobody else does that in the industry. CBDLion.com right now. Go to CBDLion, enter promo code CHURCH, and get 20% off delivered right to your motherfucking crib, okay? It's that easy. It's that simple. It's that nice. Go to CBDLion.com right now and enter CHURCH, C-H-U-R-C-H, to get top quality fucking CBD. That's as good as it gets. I want to thank mybookie.ag/Joey. I want to thank CBD Lion, but most importantly, I want to thank you guys. Hey, we tried the Zoom. I don't know if it's going to work for you. Once this fucking bullshit goes away, once God cleans this fucking air, you know me. We'll be back on point like always before. I don't fuck around with you cocksuckers. I love you to death. I'm just hitting you up to tell you you're gonna make it through this. This is just temporary. This ain't going to be around forever. I ain't going fucking nowhere. I was scared for a couple days. Fuck these bitches. I'm from Jersey, bitch. I swam in these fucking corrosive waters years ago. I stepped on a syringe. I'm prepared. I love you motherfuckers. Have a great day. I want to thank mybookie.ag, and I want to thank CBDLion.com. Have a great day. Kick this motherfucking mule, Lee.